Anime Pacific episode
42, eh?
42, yes. Another.
How do you feel?
Very fine.
Somewhat excited.
Somewhat excited, yes. not very excited. So we're recording this a bit earlier than usual.
Yeah, it's public holiday here in Hong Kong.
Yes.
It's just been, well, today is the Mid-Autumn Festival, which I was talking about last night.
And inspiring Tales from Asia. Actually, we got some comments in the section that they were shocked that a Tales from Asia last week did not feature your cock or your, like, you being nude and making an ass clown out of yourself in some way.
Yeah, I know. People were waiting for the punchline for that one, yeah. I think.
The mooncake fell down my pants, and then my cock got stuck in it, and then I put it on the table, and then Connie ate the mooncake, and, you know, something like that, I'm sure, was the punchline they were waiting for, but no.
It fell into Alex's pants,
and
then Kaori started to eat it, and then she said, "Wow, a toothpick is included." Now that's service.
That's a low blow. Anyways.
Yes, it is.
No Dane ass clown stories. So, anyway, speaking of ass clowns, the Anime Genesis. There's a segue. No. Apparently, you're eager to sort of make a promo for them. We can, like...
Yeah, well,
I don't know. So, like, we're going to do a promo for them, and then they could do one for us. Is that kind of, like, the idea? I think that'd be
Kind of interesting. Well, I guess so. I never asked them to.
That'd be interesting. So, like, we make their promo, and they make our promo. A promo for our show. That'd be interesting, yeah. So, you got, like, any ideas for... their promo?
Well, yeah, I was just listening to their other show, and they replayed back on the show that part of the our show when we were, it was one of, I don't know, it was like five episodes or three episodes ago where we did the whole Cage of Blood quote for the 300th time. And it gave me an idea. I own the soundtrack to Conan the Barbarian, so I was thinking of, like, playing that music.
I can just imagine, and it's gonna be like, you'd have like,
it'll be like,
then you have like Duo Matrix come in and say, like, you know, I just got a souffle out of my oven, Binu, something like that.
No, it'll be like, you know, to kill your enemies, Conan the Barbarian. This is Sparta! King, what's your majiga? And then, my world is a cage of blood. Duo Matrix!
Yeah, but we need him to say the line somehow, I think. We need him to, like... We need him... Or you can do a good Duo Matrix or something. No, I don't know. I think my idea is better, but we need to get a clip of him saying something. I don't know. Something not very manly. That would be.
Well, he's a relatively manly person, I think.
Yes, but, yeah. So it'll be a tough search. But I'm sure you, as an avid Anime Genesis listener, you can dig something up. I am sure. Yes.
I'll do my best, or maybe I'm sure Binu will help.
That's right, one of his.
Because basically, Binu listens to the show, but Duo Matrix. Whenever we say something, then he'll show it to Duo Matrix. So, so it's up to Binu about what happens
That's
next.
Great.
Yes, so I will experiment away. Because I guess I'll have a little bit more time on my hands this weekend, because it's a long weekend. It's a 3-day weekend.
Oh.
Because there's another festival coming up on Monday.
Oh, Monday. Not the Friday. That's too bad.
On the Monday. This coming Monday.
Right.
And it's the festival where... Well, not really festival. It's the kind of the day where you go and visit relatives in their graves. So...
Oh, It's kind of like Obon in Japan in August.
Pretty much, yep. Except it's not.
It's
but
not.
It is.
Alright, I see.
Yeah, good description.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I wanted to mention, I sent you that clip, six episodes back, I did that review of Moonlight Mile, and Dane, drowned me out with that stupid-ass song, and even some listeners were saying, you know, like, what the hell were you thinking? You can't listen to two things, especially, if it's a vocal. You know, it's difficult to listen to two people talking at the same time, and I pointed out, Dane did not see the light. But then, I guess a couple weeks ago, on the Howard Stern show, they had the same thing happen. They had one of the characters on there, Fred. He did
that
a
was
guest
worse than my one.
He did a guest appearance. It was almost as bad as yours, I think. I think yours was still worse. He did a guest appearance on somebody else's show, and on that show, on that radio show, Scott Farrell show, they had music playing. You know, all the through his segment, and he said, and so this whole segment is discussing what kind of ridiculous idea that is. What was he thinking? You know, you can't think and talk at the same time as you're listening to something else, and you can't listen to this guy. And it's a great segment. And at the end of the segment, you know, they did the same thing that I did. Like at the end of the when Dane started doing his review, I started singing. Well, in this Howard Stern clip, toward the end of this piece. You know, Howard was talking, and then the other character, Artie, started singing, just like we did on the show. So in a way, we kind of foreshadowed that Howard Stern segment. So there we go.
Yes.
So Howard Stern, one of the greatest radio talents of all time, agrees with me that it is ridiculous to have music playing while you're trying to listen to somebody talk. So
more importantly, he listens to our show.
That's so, right.
hello, Mr. Stern.
Yes, that's right.
So, right. Well, I had something I wanted to talk about also, which is something I already showed Alex, is this absolutely disgusting, I guess it's World of Warcraft cosplay picture I found.
Oh, that was completely frightening. I mean, you've never seen a more scary picture.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
It's basically this elf guy wearing what can only be described as kind of a bra, and one of those
loincloth kind of things, like
loincloth
American Indian
things.
If this had been like a hot chick, that'd be one thing, but it's not. It's like a really skinny, gay guy. It's got to be. I mean, very disturbing.
And I don't know. I hope that's not a press badge he's wearing, but
press badge.
He's got
it's Duo Matrix at a convention. No, you better cut that out.
I don't want to zoom in, but I'm afraid that his genitals are there freely flopping about.
Oh, come on, you've zoomed in plenty of times, I'm sure.
It just utterly disturbs me.
Yes, alright, so check that out at our website. I'm sure that'll draw a lot of visitors.
See, we now you see this just shows how level-headed and fair we are, because a long time ago, remember we discussed good cosplayers and bad cosplayers, and the good one was this Japanese girl wearing this thong kind of suit, and we thought that was da bomb. And then there was this German girl who looked like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters wearing Stay Puft, wearing this skimpy kind of fairy costume.
Oh, that was very disturbing. And we said, as well.
We're not being prejudiced against anyone that's fat. It's just that if you're going to wear something, it should be something that
suits
corresponds
your fatness. That's right. So if you're going to be
suits your figure.
Yeah, if you're fat, you should dress up as a sumo wrestler.
Yes, that's not degrading at all.
Or yeah. You could be like the SDF-1 from...
I don't even want to look at the launch pad. Goodness. So that just proves how fair we are, because this is a exceptionally skinny man as opposed to an exceptionally fat female. So we're not being sexist. We're not being weightist. So there you go. There you have it. And I mean, another thing is, I found these pictures on, yes, 4chan, and you really have to be kind of, I don't know, you got to have some willpower to go through it. And I'm just looking at it now, and funnily enough, the first thing I see is a Ghostbusters picture, and we're just talking about Stay Puft. But they, they've got a cosplay section there, so you can always check that out. It's very much, holy crap, hit and miss, but... The one thing I found, and I will also post this in the show notes, is basically, I have seen these before, pictures of this guy, a Japanese guy, I'm assuming, and he's basically become the boyfriend of one of those huggable pillows that we always talk about.
Oh, I'm one of those guys, hey.
First picture is him, and I think I posted this on the show, so I won't post it again, is one where he's drinking, like, a milkshake, and he's got two straws, one for the pillow and one for him.
Oh, my God.
Second picture is him laying in bed next to it, looking at it lovingly, with his moe feelings. And the third one is the most disturbing, and that's where he's on a public train, and he's sitting there holding the two pillows side by side.
You know, for the amount of money these nut jobs put into their, collections of figurines and dolls or whatever, you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars, I'm sure. I mean, you could go out and find a good prostitute for, I'm sure, an evening at least. You know?
You could get a whole... You could go to Macau and, choose the best ones.
Well, no, but these guys are Japanese guys. Yeah, I'm sure Macau, all right, fine. But even, friggin' Japan, I'm sure. I mean, so, or no, I'll say prostitute, but escort.
Escort.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to be on that side of the pathetic meter anyway, you might as well at least have, like, human company. I suppose there's something that's completely imaginary. Very disturbing, sad.
Yeah, I think that is extremely disturbing.
Sent me a picture, did you?
Some people just fail at life, unfortunately.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, I just sent Alex a good example of a cosplay that complements the figure.
This is a hugely fat woman. And definitely hasn't decided to go for the skimpy. Sort of dressed up as a...
It's a Dragon Ball Z character, or Z. I don't remember the name of it, because I haven't really seen much Dragon Ball Z. But the point is that that character's pretty big. And
yeah, like a sort of a sumo wrestler with kind of wrestler pants and kind of... like a wrestler with a cape, you know?
Yeah. It's like an pink ice cream head. I'm sure... the infinite number of Dragon Ball fans will correct me and tell me what an idiot I am for not knowing.
When I was in Japan, I could not access 4chan. I think they block all Japanese IPs. Just want to throw that out there.
4chan.
Any of the sites, I could not log on to 4chan. Like, I could get into the first 4chan page, but if I tried to go to any of the picture categories or anything, it said I was blocked. So,
well, that is really strange.
And I did that
strange.
From a couple different computers, so I'm sure, I'm not sure, but I'm I don't know, 70% believe.
4chan has a Japanese, oh no wait, there is, if you go to 4chan.com, there's a little button that says Japanese, it's written in Japanese, and there's a little message there. I don't know if that message is saying...
We are.
I don't know if it's saying that if you're Japanese, you can't go here, or what. I mean, Japanese have... 4chan is influenced by, is it 2chan, or whatever it's called? And that's where 4chan came from.
Futaba, or something. Yeah, okay. I don't know, I'm just throwing that out there.
Is interesting.
I'm gonna...
I mean, it contains... Well, on the one side, it's probably because in their torrent section and their pictures section, they link to a lot of, you know, Japanese Idol DVDs and anime and porn DVDs and all
yeah,
the stuff.
Yeah, well, there we go. Like, that's what I figured, you know. Like, that's why I thought, you know, it makes sense, you know. Why take
and
chances.
As you know, no one will pay more money in Japan than people who want to masturbate constantly. So, you know, that's that. But, yeah, so anyway, these little moe pictures that I found have certainly disturbed me, especially considering that this person in particular has put them online, probably as some sort of blog or something like that, and that utterly disturbs the living hell out of me, because he probably thinks it's really romantic and lovely and everyone thinks he's just fantastic. And Alex, I've got the quintessential picture to show you right now.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just sending it to
you. Prepare to be disturbed. I get this. Okay, let's see here.
It's...
Oh, God!
It's the absolute... What we were talking about. Cosplayers who...
Oh, my God.
There can be nothing further than...
Is that a dude or a chick? This, oh my, okay, so we're looking at somebody who's attempted to dress up as Komugi from which show, I am not sure, but it's obviously sort of, you know, the skinny Japanese chick with of course, kind of like the sexy bicycle shorts, even though she's probably, what, like 11 years old in this outfit, I guess, and with, you know, white kind of, sort of those cool, at least, cool 10 years ago stockings and sort of a punkish type top and it's this and she's really skinny and kind of like looks like an 11 year old and you got this huge we're talking
I love the emphasis
yeah I mean I'm sure it's like just average size if you get out in the States and especially the southern states you get down to like Texas and Florida like 70% of the population looks like this, okay? Sure, it's average there, but I mean, it's a really huge black chick, or man, hard to tell, really, because, you know, the boobs are covered by the immense rolls of fat, and she's mimicked this costume exactly, but it's completely plus size, so you've got, like, this... So
she's mimicked the size also, and she's trying to wear that size...
And
body.
Yeah, that's right. Like, of course, the top, you know, like, it's kind of loose fitting on this, you know, skinny Japanese chick. But it's like almost like it's become almost skin tight. The top anyway on this. I think she's taken a garbage bag and cut some holes in it. Oh, maybe not. It almost looks like that. Like one of those white Glad garbage bags. It's very disturbing. She's got these bicycle shorts on. Oh my God. Yeah. So. Don't even attempt it, lady. You know, lose about 400 pounds and maybe you can pull it off. But,
yeah.
It's very...
It's just sad.
I remember... I don't know if anybody here watches or listening watches Top Gear, but in the last season, the Top Gear guys, it's a British, like, motoring show. They went to the States on, like, for a one-episode kind of tour. And, like, the one guy there, Jeremy Clarkson, he's very... direct and honest and he's in the Florida and he's not like oh he's not like most people or presenters who would go to a place and say oh what a great place and the people are wonderful and I just had a great time here. No, he was like I hate Florida and he's driving down the interstate in Florida, you know, he says you know you've got let me tell you about Florida, let me tell you about the States, you've got He shoots, you know, across the street. You've got the Best Western, or the Hampton Inn where you sleep, and then next door, and you've got the Red Lobster where you eat. That's Florida. That's America. And he's driving down the interstate, and he says, "In America, everyone is really rude, and everybody's immensely fat." And I forget the rest of it, but it's a great line. I'm sure you can find it in YouTube. What the hell's this? Oh my God! What's this link you just sent me? Is this guy?
It's another guy from is it Dr. Slump or Dragon Ball? I can't remember. It's a lookalike. And it's
I'm sure it's just like going down the subway and this guy is a spitting image of this cartoon. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's got to be fake. Nothing can be that close. Oh my god. Got to be with the hair, the forehead size, the eyebrows, how they're bent up like that, the nose. Oh my god, it's dead on. I've never seen
if we were a bigger podcast and companies would send us stuff, which they don't. I'll get that off the bat right away.
Yeah. But please do, if you're listening to the show.
Yes, of course. But, you know, a lot of podcasts might have prizes. If I were to have a competition, and we were ever were that big, to, you know, be offering prizes, I would start a competition for anime/manga lookalike characters. That's the competition I'd have, because... I mean, I don't think anything could be as good as this one, but you can always hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, right. Well, I think that's pretty much enough breeze that has been shot.
Yes.
Whatever, I don't think that was grammatically correct at all, but...
That sounded good enough.
Okay. Right. So, moving on.
Hi, I'm Ichigo.
I'm Balto.
And we're Anime Pulse.
We got our fingers on the pulse of anime.
Do you like anime, but you don't know what to watch?
We love anime and watch it all the time.
So if you want the true fan's perspective on the latest and greatest in Japan,
rants, discussions, or stories about anime,
then we're the ones to check out. So check out Anime Pulse at www.anime-pulse.com.
Hey, you kids! What are you doing on my lawn?
Oh, snap! It's old man Chigo!
We better run for it!
Run!
Don't make me come out there!
For the latest news from Asia and abroad, Anime Pacific News. Getting the news from places that you most likely already visit.
Okay, well, it's been a while since we've done the news.
Has it? I don't think so.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a segment devoted to the news.
Alright, well. Oh, yeah. Anyway, by the way, during the break, Dana asked me, how's your wife and my kids? So I says, wife's fine, kids are retarded.
Where did that come from?
Takes you a while to think about that, and then.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, just before we go to the news, I wanted to let people be aware about something that you might not have all been aware of, which is that anyone who visits Anime News Network, which is where a majority of us get the anime news, there is a Buried Treasures column, which is very good, and they talk about old, obscure buried treasures that might have been popular at once but have just been forgotten, or they might have just been underdogs from the beginning. And a few columns ago, they discussed an anime called Bobby's in Deep, which was shown on a double bill with Dagger of Kamui. It was done by Madhouse, who did some wonderful output in the 80s, and it's basically kind of a love story slash drama, but it's made for men. So it's from a guy's point of view, at least that's what I was led to believe.
Well, how can a love story be from a guy's point of view, unless it's like the women like are putting out on the, you know, first date and...
Yeah, I guess I should...
I don't know, that's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out myself. It's from the wonderful Anime Classic, who always release good stuff. I mean, I could just watch everything that they release without question. But there was another obscure anime called 2Y, T-O-Y, Toy 2-Y, which was restored by a subgroup called the 2Y Restoration Committee, and they restored this anime that never got onto DVD, but they really upped the quality. I think they got it from a Laserdisc source and made it like awesome quality. They did a lot of hard work on it, and now they've done the same thing for Bobby's in Deep. And as you know, I do love 80s anime, and I'm definitely going to check this out and download it. So I will post a link to that in the show notes. It's always good. It's just a one-off short film, about 40 to 45 minutes in length. So you're not going to be I'm not asking you to watch a TV series. You're not going to be wasting a huge chunk of your life. But these people have gone to the effort of restoring it and putting it out there. So it must be, it must be pretty darn good. It must be worth it. So, that's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
So.
And a slightly different topic. I first sort of forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but Muji. This is a Japanese department store that I first saw
they got them here in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I first discovered it in Hong Kong, and it quickly became one of my favorite places. It's sort of like IKEA, in that it's the concept,
except more expensive.
No,
at least in Hong Kong.
Yeah, maybe. But I guess in Japan it's sort of not more expensive. I guess because it's in Hong Kong, it has that Japanese cachet. So
yes, that's right.
Probably prices are a bit more expensive. But yeah, in Japan they have, of course, lots of Mujis, or as my wife calls it, Muji Buji. it's full of sort of simple, non-branded goods. So you got furniture, you got Muji furniture, Muji dishes.
Mm-hmm.
None of it really has any brands. It's all just generic Muji. Even if it's designed by a famous designer or something, they won't put his name on it. It's just Muji. So it's going to open in New York in mid-November. So if you're in New York, check it out when it opens. It's used to be my favorite, or one of my favorite shops anyway. So check out Muji.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's certainly interesting. So I like Muji also. Like you said, it's expensive, but
That expensive. I mean,
it's
maybe
not that
in
expensive.
Hong Kong.
It's not. Yeah, I mean
compared to some of the really high scale, upscale department stores, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but
you see, a lot
Dane
of these
is
things,
used to shopping in the, open air pirate market, so he's not used to.
Oh yes, of course. Rats scurrying around, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah. Then I pick it up and eat it. Yeah. Anyway, I found something interesting, and this is Pacific related, not anime related, but there was a survey conducted in Japan, South Korea, and China. And, those are the pretty big nations in Asia, big superpowers, or from economic and military point of view, depending on which country. And the survey asked the question, which countries and regions that you think would be a military threat to your nation? Multiple answers were allowed. Japan, number one. Selected
it's
North
be
Korea.
North Korea. Yeah, that makes sense.
What do you think number two was?
It's got to be China.
Yep. Number three was the one that surprised me.
Well, who else? I mean, just randomly picked probably South Korea because it's the closest. But, I mean, I don't know, honestly. Like, there's nobody else. America? I mean,
Russia.
I don't know. Russia. Oh, yeah, that makes sense because,
73% North Korea, 46% China, 24% Russia.
Yeah, that makes sense because, don't forget, at the beginning of the last century, Japan fought Russia, and they won a major victory over them, and took over some of their colonies, and at the end of World War II, Russia occupied the four islands north of Hokkaido there, and they've been sort of dispute over those for the last 50 years, And by the way,
World War III is going to be about Doctor Island.
If the war hadn't ended that quickly, Russia would have occupied a lot more than just those four little meaningless islands. So, those anti-A-bomb nut jobs.
Well, it's probably the older people that said Russia.
Russians would be probably in charge of at least Hokkaido. Anyways, yeah, so, yep. I don't know, I guess that makes sense when you think about it.
So, now we move to China, and number one, can you guess number one?
Well, probably America would, at least to me, make the most sense, and then
America
or probably going to be, like, popular feeling would probably be Japan.
Yeah, Japan was number one.
Holdover, but that doesn't make... at least logically the most sense, but I guess emotionally
Japan would be
them.
Wouldn't be capable of
no, they got a an invade. Like, they got a good military, it's just
they got a good self-defense force, but I mean
yeah, but it's just know. You know, I mean, if you remove the name and just rename it a military, like on paper it's very good. I mean, they got the second largest navy in the world on paper, so you know,
yeah, well, China's definitely got the largest as in numbers of people in the army.
The problem with the Japanese military, I mean, their equipment, like, because it's written that they can't buy or cooperate with other countries in purchasing equipment, so they have to sort of make it in Japan, and they can't, like, mass produce it to save money. So all the Japanese stuff costs a lot more than it should. And, you know, like, they're still using, like, their fighters, they're, like they've got some F-15s, but they're still using like F-4 Phantoms or something, some holdover from like the 60s, you know. And of course they call it something else, it's like they rename it into a Japanese name, and their tanks are, you know, okay.
F-4 Shogun.
But anyways, so they've got some problems with equipment procurement, but anyways, on paper it's
okay. Well, China was at 78%. Sorry, Japan was at 78%, and the U.S. was at 75%, and then Taiwan was at 36%.
Yeah, because I was going to mention that, but I wasn't sure they'd be allowed to say Taiwan, because it's, you know, it's considered, like, in China anyway, as part of China, so...
Well, I guess they could consider it a...
Like, obviously... obviously, if there's a war with America, it's going to be over Taiwan, so, like, that's... So that's like a two-in-one thing. I mean, if there's a war with America, it's going to be with Taiwan. So you're going to get America and Taiwan automatically. And then somehow the Japanese could be roped into it somehow. I mean,
you know,
the Americans
China said...
It. Yeah.
Yeah, China said they're happy to have, just like Hong Kong and Macau, two systems, one country. That means Taiwan could operate pretty much the same way it has been for the most part.
Yeah, that's the propaganda.
China's done pretty well with Hong Kong.
I don't know. Those would argue, you know, some would argue.
Yes, I know. That's a whole other podcast in itself. So I'll just move on to South Korea. And of course, number one.
Like, Taiwan's a democracy, first of all. You know, that would have to go if you got China involved.
Well, it would have to be.
Like Hong Kong's went. I mean, Hong Kong was at least a democracy for a few years before China took over, and that went by the wayside. So you've got essentially point.
Well,
it's like an oligarchy now. So you've got like essentially how the
chief
executive. Yeah, that's right. Chief executive of Hong Kong. It's even like a business term anyway. Chief executive of Hong Kong is literally like an oligarchy. Like a chief executive of Hong Kong. Like he's elected by like, it's not like a majority vote. It's like each sector of the economy has like a representative, and so like you got the shipbuilders have like votes, x number of representative votes, the factions of business each have different, you know, people that they nominate for votes, and they vote openly, so that it's not like a secret vote, so China knows who's voting for whom, so they can't
I'm
not going to toe the party line. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're marching to the troops massacring people, but it's not exactly...
No, I mean...
You know, it's not ideal.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, things are getting better, I think. You know, the best thing, this is all I really cared about, was that as of January the 1st this year, it was illegal to be smoking indoors in in any place, you know, like restaurants and stuff like that, and that's all that matters to me, because I just freaking hate it when people smoke and I have to smell their secondhand smoke. I just pray for their deaths. Anyway, before I go berserk, South Korea. Of course, number one, North Korea, 71%. No surprise.
Yeah.
Number two, China.
Oh, that's interesting. I see. Yeah. It's sort of like I guess it's the young people who are just crazy and really vocal that you get, like, these young people are just friggin' insane in Korea. Like, they're like even more left-wing than Skazbrick here. I mean, it's, I don't know, they're bananas. So I guess you just hear from them and you don't really think, like, even like changing the K to a C, that kind of bullshit.
You know, they're that nuts, you know.
They're like, you know, kick America what was the out, you know, welcome North Korea as brothers, and they're really insane. So
there's actually, yeah, there is a slight, yeah, I know what you mean, but I think the whole C thing for Korea, that, for those of you that don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Alex,
you're wrong,
isn't it?
It's the Japanese. It's the Japanese Sea, or Sea of Japan. It's always been like it's just some, that's another thing, Korean bullshit that they made up to try to, like.
No, I mean sea as in cat. The Sea of Korea. They changed the K to the C. That's what I mean.
Oh, in their name, like, yeah. Oh, it's not the Korea. First of all, it's the Sea of Japan. First of all.
No, I'm not talking about the ocean. I'm talking about the ABC.
Yeah, that's why, because in Korea. I don't know. Like, the young people think it was like a Japanese plot to rename them, like, from to name them with a K, because it makes them further down on the alphabet, so therefore less respected. So, like, this is some young people there have started spelling their name in English with a C.
That's why
when you see, like, what the fuck? Why are they holding up Soria? Like, when you see, like, the C in front, it almost makes you want to sound it like a soft C. It's like Soria. Why are they holding up the Soria? Oh, Korea. I get that's really is just asinine, you know.
Yeah, you should say to them, C, does that stand for Citizens of New Japan?
Yeah, that's great.
So, I mean, basically, some of these South Koreans think that the lower the alphabet number, or the higher, I should say, the shittier you are. So if you're from Zimbabwe, stay well away from Korea, because you won't be treated very well.
It's just pathetic. So anyway, so number one was North Korea. I'm glad there are 74% of people there are still not as insane as those young people.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that 29% want to embrace their northern... Well, I mean, of course, everyone wants peace and reunification, but I think it just means that they don't see them as an immediate threat.
I don't know, man. Like, you talk to, like, the older generation, they don't forget the Korean War and the bloodshed there and what, you know, the protection or whatever that America has given them for the last 50 years. Like, they don't forget that shit. Like, I remember an interview with a South Korean citizen, and he was like an older guy, and he was like, you know, America and South Korea, we are brothers. We are like brothers. We must. That's why the South Koreans, you know, they were in Vietnam, you know, they sent a contingent to Iraq. So, like, that's why, you know, despite what the younger generation wants to throw that all out and like, I don't know, get swallowed up by the North Koreans or something. It's really that sad.
Well, they're welcome to defect to the North.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the message? Oh, shit, I missed a... Okay, anyways.
You missed your appointed toilet time, and now you've urinated.
No, I missed a phone call. I had my cell phone on silent.
Well, I thought 1-900 numbers don't call back.
Quiet.
Hey, Misty! Gowrie's asleep now!
Misty. Anyways, what was number two?
Number two was China.
Oh, yeah, okay. Number three?
And then number three was Japan.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
37% thought Japan.
Yeah, over that stupid rock in the middle there, Dokdo. So, yeah, that's the paranoid younger generation. Anyways.
Well,
Yeah,
so that's that. Also, for those of you who like Grand Theft Auto and have any mods for Grand Theft Auto, I assume it would be for the PC version, there is a mod for Grand Theft Auto which changes the characters to Uzi, well, I guess it's just the normal guns from GTA, but it's changed them to anime-style schoolgirls.
Anime-style schoolgirls, really?
Yeah. GTA, this is a GTA mod. The YouTube page is in, I believe, yeah, it's in Chinese, and other ones in Japanese. Oh, no, sorry, it's in Chinese. Japanese is a link to the show that they're imitating. So, yeah, there's a mod.
All right.
Yep, so I will post the YouTube link to that mod in the show notes. Anyone
it's
who likes
funny.
GTA will think it's pretty funny. Yeah, it is pretty cool, actually. And that's one thing. I own all the PS2 versions of the GTAs because I like it as playing it on a console better, but then again, you miss out on these cool little mods. And, you know, I love that stuff too. So, that's that. So, there we go. We're getting more and more anime-related with each news item. So now we can finally get completely anime-related. And, well, we all know that the new Evangelion film went to number one at the box office. And this is the first of four Evangelion movie remakes. And it's still in the top 10.
Boo.
It was in premiered to a standing audience. I think that there were no seats. Everyone had to stand to watch it. And at the moment, its total gross earning is just under $12 million. So they're already most likely in profit because anime films, despite, you know, the superior animation, the budgets aren't that big.
Yes.
Compared to you know, Disney stuff. So, you know, that's that, as I always say. And of course, we all know that basically it's funny that the anime connections people have to make, but we all know that the new that there was a possibility that the new Prime Minister of Japan could have been the known anime fan Aso. What's his name?
Aso is correct.
Yeah.
But the new Prime Minister is Fukuda.
Yeah, and he, and Aso has declined to sort of join his you know, team, so to speak. So, what a tragic day for anime fans all around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. And there is going to be a Crayon Shin-chan theme park. This probably won't mean much to people in you know, the States, although Crayon Shin-chan does show on Cartoon Network, and in a somewhat different form, but it's definitely quite popular in Asia. And for those of you that don't know, I don't know if this makes it to the Cartoon Network version, but Shin-chan is known for basically painting an elephant on his penis and then wiggling it around, which
very disturbing.
I tried to do, but then these like ivory hunters.
You needed to be one of those. you needed that artist who does like paintings on the head of a pin. You seen that guy? You seen that guy? He uses like an eyelash and like a microscope to make like works of art on the head of a pin. You seen that
I was
guy?
No, I was given a cease and desist because I damaged the Mir space station when I swung it around.
Yes.
So there we go. Yep. So there's going to be a Crayon Shin-chan theme park, which is opening in his hometown, which Kasukabe, which is located near Tokyo, but I think is that a fictional town and they're making it for the show? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But what is known is that they expect about 1 million people a year to attend, which isn't much by, say, Disneyland standards, but it's, you know, it's not bad.
Mm.
So, a Kite Liberator. You wanted to talk about this one, didn't you, Alex?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It has kind of a sort of jazzy atmosphere, and at least the music in the background is jazz. It reminds me a bit. It seems like they're trying to pull off a bit of a, I don't know, like a like Ghost in the Shell almost, or
I don't know. What's another sort of
film noirish kind of show? I don't know. I can't think of it. But if it's trying to pull off like a Ghost in the Shell atmosphere, at least I think, with the sort of jazz music in the background.
Yumetsu's direction always—he's always been very much into that sort of stuff. His shows are less Japanese feeling, I think. Like if you see the Mezzo TV series, that could have taken place in downtown Boston just as much as it took place in Japan. I know there's a certain quality to his work that I think his influences are more sort of stuff from overseas. So that would explain the jazz. At least, I think so.
Alright, well, I don't know. The trailer at the websites in this sort of almost postage stamp size, and you have to sort of squint at it. So it's hard to judge the animation or anything like that. And you don't really see any sort of scenes. It's just like this jazz music in the background, and you get these kind of quick flashes of what's of what's going on. So I don't know what to make of it, really. We'll have to wait for a more in-depth trailer with a few scenes in it to sort of make my judgment, I guess.
I wonder if this will contain the hardcore sex scenes that all the other Umetsu OVAs, like Mezzo and the previous Kite.
Yeah, notice, like, the sort of the quotes, it's not like this is like a hentai, a sequel to the great hentai. No, it was like the sequel to the amazing or whatever they said action film. They didn't even mention like hentai at all,
so, and that was a Japanese trailer, so it's not just that the perception changed overseas when they cut that stuff out, it's a perception in Japan also. I mean, you know, there are two versions, cut and uncut, so I think we were a bit upset before when that person just dismissed it instantly as some sort of hentai series.
Yeah.
There can be some pretty good hentai series out there. No, really. But that's a whole other episode. That's what we should do, actually. We should review a hentai. Yeah.
All right. I don't know, man.
You can calculate how many tissues you wasted
on. Yeah, I was just going to say. That's gonna
I give it 20 tissues.
That's going to be a disturbing review.
Yes, that's right. So I think that's pretty much it for most of the news. Although on another side note, and I don't usually like to throw names of specific people in because it makes me look like an ass because, you know, oh, I know who this person is and you don't, so nah. But basically, the one of the co-founders of Bones, Hiroshi Osaka, has passed away of cancer at the age of 44. And he did, if you look at his stuff, okay, if you don't know his name, that's okay, because I didn't immediately recognize his name either. But it's his credits that, you know, really count here. And he was the animation director of quite a lot of stuff. Escaflowne, Cowboy Bebop, and the Full Metal Alchemist movie, to name a few. All are renowned for having excellent animation. Cowboy Bebop, of course. Most of you have seen that. Escaflowne all have awesome animation. He also did a lot of animation for, like, Gundam, Sunrise stuff. So, there we go. So, rest in peace. So, I think that's pretty much it for the news.
Oh, that reminds me, before, it's not really news related, but I just remember somebody in the comments section, last week I mentioned some new shows that are starting in the States and, well, North America here, and now they're sort of more guys-oriented. And I guess somebody took up my advice and saw at least one of them. Started showing last night being a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jake saw Journeyman.
Journeyman, that's right. I saw that as well last night. So that was quite good, actually. So I had to put this guy who kind of is able to travel through time somehow. There's been a lot of shows like that. Like, there's Quantum Leap back in the 80s.
Oh, I used to love that.
Yeah, me too. So this is kind of in that same Yeah. Same kind of niche or niche or however you want to say it. So,
makes me want to, you know, like, download some episodes.
Well, forget that. Watch this new show, Journeyman, Dane. I'm sure you can download the first episode someplace. It was quite good.
So okay.
Take a look. And at Heroes.
I still haven't seen Heroes.
Oh, that first episode of Heroes was awesome. Season 2. It was also on Monday. That rocked.
Yeah, I should... That's actually on TV here, but...
Oh, you have... God, you really are. It's just your life revolves around Kevin Thorbo and anime.
Pretty much. So until he guest stars on Heroes, I'm afraid I'm just going to have to make a... No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's true. I'm sure.
Yeah. Perhaps he can be like Super Shirtless Man and he can take that shirt off in 1 second flat. Okay, now this is just getting disturbing.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So we shall
take a short break and we'll be right back.
That's right.
Blathers Blather, promo number 1, take 23.
Do you like movies and television? Do you like science fiction and anime? If you said yes, then why not try Lathers Blather? It's the podcast by fans for fans. So head on over to... jeez.
Cut. What's wrong this time?
This is garbage. It has no flow, no grace.
Oh, you think you can do better, Mr. 23 Takes and Counting?
I was thinking more urban, to bring in the kids, you know? Here, let's try this. You had best be stepping off my grill, home slice, or else I'll call in all my homos from the south side, boy!
Sweet zombie criminy, I've seen polar bears that are less white than you.
Oh, you wanna fight me? I'll come right out of the booth! I'll put my foot so far up you'll taste shoe leather!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, yeah, we'll come and try it.
Oh,
come on.
Lathers Blather Podcast. Check out lathersblather.blogspot.com.
Everything you always wanted in a podcast, and less.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, that brings another end to another stellar episode.
I was just going to say that. How'd you know? Excellent.
Yes.
Anypack. That's right. So, as usual, if you have any comments, you can head to the website animepacific.blogspot.com and post there, or better yet, send us an email
at animepacific.
We'll read it on the air at animepacific. That's right, at yahoo.com.
Yes. And then you will inevitably be turned off by our boorish nature, especially if you're a female, and you will never reply again. So.
Yes, that's right. And as for October's shows, I am moving into a new place, so getting an internet connection is going to be iffy, so I'm not sure how that's going to play out, so
yes.
We'll have to see. I'll post in the blog or something, or Dane can relay the message, but I don't know, the show must go on, so I don't know, I guess Dane will work something out, or maybe we'll have our first vacation, I don't know, we'll
yes.
see.
Yeah, I mean, we've been better than, I'd say, 99% of the podcasts out there in that we've delivered every time, although we've lived through earthquakes, traveling overseas, holidays, immigration, pretty much everything. So if we have a holiday, please don't hate on us.
That's right. There'll be an announcement, I'm sure, we'll figure out in the blog there.
Yes.
All right, so thank you for listening. Send us an email. And that's it.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.